looking for his rooster. And he had a name, I forgot what the name was. And he would say, has anybody seen whatever his name is? And my grandmother was afraid of my grandfather. She called him Mr. Williams. Had all the respect. They said afraid, but it was a matter of respect, that submissive respect that women had for their husband. And she said, no, Mr. Williams, I haven't seen. She knew my mother killed him. So I asked my mom, I said, Tommy, have you seen my rooster? We didn't know what his name was. He was just calling him Charlie. She said, yeah, you ate him. He said, what do you mean, I ate him? She said, well, you know the chicken you ate yesterday? That was him.
What did he say then?
It made him sick. He got immediately sick.
Isn't that funny?
He became immediately sick, and he stayed sick for a week or so. He couldn't go to work.
Oh, that's terrible. He must really like that rooster.
Yeah, you know, like the little rooster did tricks for him, would like see him coming down the road and go meet him and walk back with him, sit on his shoulder, you know.
Oh, and no. That was terrible to do that to him. It was worse for the rooster.
They could have made a movie out of that one, I think.
Yeah, they could have.
Yeah, that was real, you know. And before my mother passed 4 years ago, she used to talk about feeding her daddy his pet rooster.
Your mother had a mean streak.
Yes, she did. You know, I told you, my sister got married before she finished college.
Uh-huh.
And my mother didn't speak to her for 5 years.
Because she didn't like the guy?
No, it was just the idea that she had worked as hard as she had, thinking that she was doing the right thing, sacrificing all these things. And my mother was making about $15, $17 a week then. And my sister was, she went to Lincoln High School. She was Miss Lincoln. She was Miss Tillerson when she was in college. She was voted the best dressed girl. You know, and it took a lot of sacrificing, you know, a lot of bean cooking, you know.
So she could go to
a lot of butt kissing, too, you know, to get to sin. And it just tripped off. You see, because in the family, we're supposed to go like this. As the oldest, you know, you move the oldest one out, and it's the oldest responsibility to pick up the next one coming on. And that's the reason why I was telling you, even though my brother's 2 years older than I am, I respect him as an elder. You know, I don't argue with him. You know, I don't, you know, when we were kids, we would fight and go on. But it was always that he was left in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with my younger brother, I was in charge of him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like, my younger brother respects me, like I said, but he didn't like my oldest brother. I think because he used to whip him all the time. You know, and he wasn't cruel, but he could pick some real questionable times to want to discipline his younger brother.
Oh, I see.
You know, so
bad timing, huh?
Yeah, I wasn't. Even now, with my kids, I'm not a strict disciplinarian. I believe in being strict in what you say and what you do, in relation to discipline. But being physical in discipline, I never liked that. Never appreciated. And of course, I know when I was a kid, I didn't like whippings. And I knew that whippings did not curtail any of my action.
Yeah.
So it had to be that you look for some psychology in dealing with kids.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's kind of goes back to a lot of things just talking about that.
Well, it's amazing that she could keep it up for 5 years not speaking to her.
My sister would write her. She would burn the letters and send them back.
Wow.